Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad about it. People of God, you're with Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio with PSM, Praise the Lamb of God and Prophetic Perspectives, and we are praising God for another day, a day that we could be underground, but we're on top of the ground. Hallelujah. And we thank and praise God for you and you and you for tuning in and chiming in with us today for another 2 hours, praise the Lamb of God, of praise, praise, praise. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. You and you. Praise the Lord. Listen, I got to play a song. They are beating on the door. I'm going to play the song, and I'm coming right back, people of God. So this is worship day. Listen to this.
To spend the rain.
anybody tonight hungry for the rain and the presence of God, would you just lift your hand, invite him in. Holy Spirit, we say to you that you are welcome here. You are welcome. Have your way in the midst of your people. As your presence fills this place.
My God, my God. Of course, that's William McDowell as we worship, and we thank and praise God for each of you today. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with us in the studio. We are here today. Praise God. I had to run down to that door, deal with those people. Everything's straight, though. My God. Ooh, I'm not as young as I used to be. I know that. Oh, my goodness. Huffing and puffing. Praise the name of God. But we are here and all is well. Bless each of you today. This is our worship day. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank God for the saints of God, the true worshipers. Praise the Lord. I put on the page this morning, when the saints go to worship, hallelujah, we release the presence of God in the atmosphere when the saints go to worship. Glory to God. Deliverance happens. Healings happens. Breakthroughs happens. And then if you linger there, my God, you will smell what I smell, the fragrance of God, the fragrance of the Lord. I don't know, and I've said it before, how many of you have ever experienced the sweet perfume, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, the sweet perfume of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, is it sweet, and it's beautiful, and it's unique, like no perfume smells. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've smelled it more than once in my lifetime, and I thank God that he has blessed me to be able to come upon that type of revelation and closeness and nearness to him. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. We got somebody in queue. Hallelujah. Is there an intercessor? Is there somebody in queue? Area code 331, who's calling?
This is me, Granddaddy.
This is Granddaughter. Granddaughter, is you out yet? Are you on your way home or what?
Who?
You.
I'm at home in the bed.
Oh, Jesus, they didn't let her loose, people of God. Hallelujah. Sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Shatwan is out of the hospital. The Lord has done great things again, and we're glad about it. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I tell you, she go in and go out, and you can't even tell in her voice she's been nowhere. Everybody else, we all broke down and pitiful, and she sounds the same every time she get on the phone. What, Sylvia?
Hey, Prophet. Hey, Shatwan.
Hey, Sylvia.
Look at her. Do you see Sylvia trying to play humble today? There she go. That little baby boy.
Hey,
it's too
Sylvia.
Late. They done told on you already, Sylvia. You
who
can't,
told
you can't play that. Just why to be a big girl.
Yes,
Oh, Lord, I love my daughters in the ministry. They are just so, such a sweet group of ladies. I just thank God for all of them. Praise the Lamb of God. Look here, boy, the queue is coming on. People are coming on the show, and I thank and praise God for each of you that's here with us today. Praise the Lord. Those of you that are listening to us via the Internet, you want to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful, praise the Lamb of God, live broadcast. You can call in at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818 and be a part of our live broadcast. And as we enter in, you can ask questions and things of that nature. All you have to do is dial 1 on your dial, praise the Lamb of God. Push 1 on your keypad, on your phone, and that will put you in queue with us. So that, praise the Lamb of God, we can be here with you. Anybody got a praise report, you can push 1 on your dial at any time. Praise the Lamb of God. We always have breaking news, praise the Lamb of God, of what God is doing, how God is doing it, and when God did it. Praise the Lamb of God, and when he going to do it again. You can push 1 on your dial, hallelujah, and give that praise report. Every day is a praise report day, so we thank God for each of you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who have been posting concerning fulfillment of prophecies, who have been posting concerning that God is fulfilling his promises in your life, who has been, praise the Lamb of God, inboxing and telling of the goodness of God, what God is doing. He's just an awesome God. Some people are going through. Yes, some are, praise the Lamb of God, and some of us are coming out, and some of us, praise the Lamb of God, on another plane, hallelujah. Yeah, we are walked into a season of refreshing. And I hate to say it. I'm sorry to say it. Some may not like it, but I'm in a season of refreshing. I'm in a season of renewal. I'm in a season of restoration. Granddaughter, can you join me in this season? Hallelujah.
I'm in
All right. EP, can you help me? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. God's people, praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia, are you in the season of refreshing?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What I'm talking about. We need refreshing in this season, something that's going to cause us, praise the Lamb of God, to feel the refreshing rain. And it's not a storm. It's just a mist that comes over you. Oh, my goodness, the presence of the Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God, that refreshes, that restores, that renews, that gives back what you didn't pour it out. Hallelujah, to make the weariness get off of you, to make the journey seem like you haven't been anywhere. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious, that's what I'm talking about. Refreshing right there is more than a second wind. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he reserves your second wind and gives you that fresh anointing you need, praise the Lamb of God, to go forth in God. All right, we're ready to do some praying around here. Praise the Lamb of God. We got two intercessors in queue, one landed home in bed, and Sylvia is well able to take us to the King. Praise the Lamb of God, to that throne of God today. And so we're going to allow her to do that. Those of you that need prayer, praise the Lamb of God. You know, prayer requests is always taken here, and we don't mind praying for you. Praise the Lord if you have any special requests today. I'm praying for my people all down in the Baton Rouge area. Pray, oh, yes, that whole, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, bayou down there, as we call it, and all of my people down there in those salons and shops, praise the Lamb of God, the Carters, my Carter, praise the Lamb of God, praying for you. I'm praying for Dad. Don't think I have not forgotten about Dad. I want God to recover that man 100%, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, as he renews his body. We're praying for him. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying, hallelujah, yes, God. Yes, God, for our churches. Change in a generation down there. Praise the Lamb of God. Bishop Andrews, my friend. Bishop Dale Bristow. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. And the Beacon Light churches all over down there. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what a wonderful apostolic anointing that's on that man's life. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for our brothers and sisters. We're praying. Hallelujah. I'm praying for full gospel. I'm praying for global. I'm praying. Praise. Yes, I am. I'm praying for Bishop Morton. I'm praying for Neil Ellis. I'm praying for Bishop Murphy. I'm praying for William Murphy III. Praise the Lamb of God. Was in a car accident. Broke his knee. Praise the Lamb of God. Had surgery on it. Is going through some therapy. We're praying for him that God will restore that leg so he can continue to run the race that's set before him. Oh, yes, we're praying for divine mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Been going through some health challenges, but I know a God that's able to do anything. Hallelujah. I know a God that's able to break the barrier, to break the chain. Yes, he can. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We know a God that's able, people of God. So we're going to allow Sylvia to come now. Those of you that are behind prison walls, yes, God, hallelujah. There's a Savior behind those walls. His name is Jesus. Seek him there and you'll find him. Those of you in convalescent home, reach out and touch the hem of the Master's garment. Hallelujah. Those of you that's in emergency wards and in hospital rooms, wherever my voice is heard, I want you to know God cares for you. God cares for you. Hallelujah. God cares for you. Don't let nobody tell you he don't love you. Don't let nobody tell you he didn't give up on you. Don't you give up on God. Hallelujah. The Lord will, I tell you, he'll bring you out. Hallelujah. Our daughter is coming at this time. Sylvia is going to take us to the King of Kings right now, and we are going to go in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. In prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Come on, daughter.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we honor
you,
Lord, and we worship you, O Lord. Oh, Father,
worship,
we thank you,
Lord,
for the very breath in our bodies, O God.
Go.
Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blood running warm this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that we arose with our minds stayed on you, Lord. Thank you for shaking us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for stirring us, oh God. Oh God, continue to stir in us, oh God. Oh Father, continue, God, to clean us, oh God. Oh God, that we are holy and righteous before you, God. Oh Father, we just honor you. We adore you, Father. We love you, Lord. We love calling on the name of Jesus. Father, we love calling on the great I am. Oh Father, we love calling on Jehovah Jireh. Oh God, we love calling on Jehovah Rapha. Oh God, we love calling your name, oh Lord, the name above. Above all names, oh God. Oh God, you are the everlasting God. Oh God, you are the lover of our soul, oh God. Oh God, the great redeemer, Lord. You are our peace, God. Oh God, you are even our joy, oh God. You are our strength and our strong tower and our refuge. Oh Father, we thank you right now, God, for all that you do, Lord, the seen and unseen, Lord, how you protect us, oh God, even in the midnight hours, God, even throughout the day, oh Lord, you cover us, God. Oh God, you keep our minds stayed on you, Lord. You said, Lord, if we abide with you, Lord, oh God, that if we don't abide with you, Lord, we can do nothing without you, Lord. So, Father, let us continue to abide in your presence, God. Let us continue, God, to dwell in the secret place with you, Father. Father, we lift up your children to you, Lord. We lift up every leader, oh God. Oh God, revive and refresh your leaders, God. Remind them,
yes,
God,
Lord,
that it is you that called them, oh God. Oh God, let them not grow weary and well-doing, oh God. But, Father, let them find themselves in a secret place with you, Father, where you can restore, oh God, where you can pour into them, God, where you can refresh their spirit, oh God, where you can ignite the fire, oh God, that's in them, oh God. Oh God, stand them up, oh God. Hold them up with your righteous right hand, oh God. Oh, Father, we cover them under the blood of Jesus, God, for they are yours, oh God. They are your mighty men and women of God, Father. And, Father, we thank you for your leaders, oh God. Oh, God, cover their homes, oh God. Cover their children, God, and everything pertaining to them, Lord. Oh, God, yes, God, continue to pour in a fresh oil, God. Oh, God, oil from your throne, oh God. Oh, God, continue, God, to place your words in their mouth, oh God, that they speak forth what you say, Lord. Oh God, that it comes forth with power and authority, oh God. Your word, oh God, that'll never change, God. Your word, God, that will not fail, God, but your word, oh God, that'll stand
your
the test
word,
of time,
God.
God. God, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you, Lord, for saving us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us, God. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do, Lord. Father, we lift up those in home to you, Lord. Even in old age, God, you're still their God. You still know them name by name, oh Lord. Touch their bodies, oh God. Oh God, protect them even there, oh God. Oh God, let loving hands, oh God, take care of them, God. Oh God, keep their minds, oh God, even in old age, oh God. Oh God, let their minds still be on you, Lord. Oh God, strengthen them in their bodies, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those in the prison system. Lord, touch them, God. Remind them, God, that you're still God, and you can still save, and you can still deliver, God. You can set the captives free, oh God. Begin to set them free in their minds, oh God. Oh, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the doorposts of their minds, oh God. Oh, God, that they have a desire and a hunger to call out to you, oh Lord, while it's still day, oh God. Oh, God, that they can humble themselves, oh Lord, and know that you are the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and that your kingdom shall not fail, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for your children, oh, God. Oh, God, begin, God, to pull on your children, God. Draw them by your spirit, God. Let them know, Lord, that the life of the world leads to destruction, God, but your life with you leads to everlasting life, oh God. Oh, Father, begin, God, to show them the deceptions of the enemy, God. Begin to close out their ears to his lies, oh God. Oh God, begin to gird them up, oh God, in the word, oh God. Oh God, let the word be planted in them, oh God, that they are able to stand, oh God, that they are able to live holy, oh God. Oh God, that they're able to honor you, oh Lord, with their life, oh God, even at a tender age, oh God. Oh Father, we thank you, Lord, that they are the head and not the tail, God. Oh God, they are above and not beneath, oh Lord. Oh God, they are children of the Most High King, God. Oh God, begin to breathe a fresh wind in them, God. Begin to set them apart for your use, oh God. Oh God, keep them away from the enemy, oh God. We cut him out at the head, oh God. No longer shall he use your children, God. No longer, God, should he pimp them out, God, to sell his drugs, oh God. No longer should he pimp them out to sell their bodies, oh God. No longer should he pimp them out, God, to just to get their nails and hair done, God. But God, you own the earth and all that's in it, God. Oh God, you said, look up to the hills from which comes your help, God. Oh God, the 10,000 hills belong to you, Lord. So the enemy has nothing to offer them, God, but destruction, Lord. So Father, begin to break truth in them, God. Begin, God, to let them see you, oh Lord. Begin, God, to set them around righteous people, oh God. Those that are examples, oh God. Those that don't mind pouring into them, God. Those that don't mind speaking life into their spirit, oh God. Oh God, yes, cover your children under the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper. They are your prophets. They are your prophetess. They are your evangelist, God. They are your mouthpiece, God. They are yours, oh God. So, Father, grow them up, oh God, to serve you, oh Lord, all the days of their life, God. Oh God, we give you the glory, God. Touch those, oh God, that are sick, oh God. Touch their bodies, oh God. Oh Father, we decree and declare that their body line up, God, with your original plan, oh God. Oh God, that healing is theirs, oh God. Oh God, for you are Jehovah Rapha. You can do anything but fail, God. So Father, we thank you right now for healing, God, to take place in the bodies of your people, oh God, even in the minds, oh God, those that are depressed, oh God. Oh God, begin, God, to cover their minds, oh God. Begin, God, to let them hear your word, God. Begin to call them out of darkness, oh God. Oh God, and cover them, oh God, under the blood of Jesus, God. Oh Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your children, God. We call those in, oh God, that are lost, oh God, that feel like they don't have any hope, oh Lord. But you are the hope of glory, God. Oh Father, just thank you right now, God, that your children are coming in, oh God. No matter where they are in life, God, you know all about it, God. But, Father, you hadn't cast them out, oh, God. But it's your desire, God, that they come in, oh, God, and serve you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them under the blood, oh, God. Anoint their ears that they hear when you call them, oh, God. Anoint their hearts, oh, God, that they have a desire, oh, God, to know you for themselves, oh, God. Oh, God, knowing, Lord, that what you did for others, you can do for them, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you're no respecter of person, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for your glory, God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, God. Thank you, Lord, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that it's none like you, Lord. And, Father, we give you the honor and the glory and the praise that's due your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise and glory. Wonderful God you are. Wonderful God you are. Glory, hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We thank God for our daughter, Sylvia. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I was talking about you yesterday. My goodness gracious, and the anointing and the call that's on her life. Hallelujah. Bless your heart. I am the proudest pastor in the world. Praise the Lamb of God. To have daughters and sons who can call on the name of Jehovah God. Praise the Lamb of God. These prophetic children are something else, I tell you. Praise the Lamb. We got another caller here. Area code 5. Yes?
Before we go, let us pray for those, you know, there was a stabbing in a school down in Philadelphia, and 20 children got
stabbed. Right. There was about 20-something injured. Praise the Lord. I did see that this morning on CNN. Praise, yes, you are so right. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, that is something that we need to cover. Praise the Lamb of God in prayer for them also. Praise God, we must remember them. Why don't you just talk to the Lord a minute about that? And right now, praise the Lord, just help yourself, daughter. It's all right. You are good. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God, we just come, God, just to thank you and praise you, God.
Oh, God, yes.
That you lift up those families down there, God. We ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that there's no one has lost lives, God. God, even though they're in critical care, God, we know that you can bring them out in the name of Jesus, God. Father,
yes,
God, we ask you up the family of the one that did the stabbing, God, in the name of Jesus. God, send somebody to comfort them and talk to them, God, in the name, and understand what is going on, God. But God, most of all, we ask that you send your angels, God. God, send your people for salvation to them, God. God, that they must cry out and repent, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, that you will guide the doctor's hands, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And not one of those children will be lost today, God, in the name of Jesus. We send your healing virtue down there to the hospital room, God. Oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you renew their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, oh, God, that they will not have any hurt, God. God, that they won't hold any grudges in the name of Jesus. But, oh, God, send somebody, God, that will help them, God, through this tragedy in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Cover the other children with your blood in the school, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as they go to school and as they come home, keep them covered, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that no weapon is formed against them shall prosper, God. Father God, we just want to thank you, and we give you glory, God, because it's already done. We give you honor, and we give you praise, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, we know that you will turn this tragedy around, God, and, oh, God, that you will still get the glory out of this, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, daughter. Thank you so much, granddaughter, for bringing that to our attention. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that is tragic. Praise the Lamb of God. And we just, I don't even know how to really wrap my mind around, praise the Lamb of God, all of this tragedy that's going on in schools and places. Hallelujah. Boy, but we better get ready. I tell you, we better brace ourselves, people of God. I've been telling you, I've been prophesying. And I've been telling you, praise the Lamb of God, to brace yourself for what is to come. And boy, the summer is going to bring even more. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you what the Lord is speaking. Intercede for your children. Intercede for the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God for Maginese, even on yesterday, how she was interceding for Chicago and for the cities. Praise the Lamb of God that God has mentioned that he's going to visit. Praise God. Prophet Daryl Saunders.
Yes, sir, Apostle.
How are you today, sir?
I'm just fabulous. I won't complain.
Mm-hmm. He said he's fabulous. He's not complaining today. Hallelujah. We praise God for your fabulousness, my brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that all is well on your side of town here. We got this caller that's been in queue. Let me see what it is. Area code, I think it's, wait a minute, 757?
Cassandra Kigler.
Cassandra, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
Fine. Where you from, girl?
I'm from Francis. I'm from Franklin. I'm a friend of Francis.
Oh, Francis Shopton?
Yes, Francis Shop.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you calling in today. Well, we're happy to have you on the show today.
Praise God. I'm happy to be here.
Hallelujah. Do you have a prayer request or something of that nature?
Yes, for a sound man.
Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, the thing, I think that accompanies a sound man that really ushers in a sound man. I'll put it that way, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God, is getting rid of the spirit of fear. It's associated with it in Scripture, you know, that we lose our competency and our balance of mind when fear is upon us. And the Scripture says he has not given us the spirit of fear. Yeah, that what comes there, fear, insecurity, things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, confusions that come upon us causes us not to have a sound mind, praise the Lamb of God. I guess I got to say it again, but perfect love casts out all fear. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't know how to appropriate perfect love, but it's knowing the perfect love of God in your life, that God is with you. Hallelujah. When you really know that God loves you as an individual, as well as a part of the corporate body of Jesus Christ. But when you know that you know that he loves you, praise the Lamb of God, that casts out all fear right there. That takes care of fear. Praise the Lamb of God. And then it says, but he's given us a sound mind. Hallelujah. And power. Praise the Lamb of God. Ah, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Now, that's the word. That's the prophetic word right there. But he's given us a sound mind. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. So we want to make sure that we understand that even before, hallelujah, we petition God, my goodness, for grace, which is his supernatural intervention and mediation, praise the Lamb of God, in our weakness, hallelujah. His strength is made perfect in our weakness, praise the Lamb of God, whatever infirmity that is, that whatever weakness that is. So we want you to know today, sweetheart, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that God is here, God is there, God is with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your daughter who has called in. Ah, Father, we thank you, Father. Ah, Holy One of Israel. Ah, for your love today. Thank you that your perfect love gives us soundness in our spirits, O God, concerning all things. Ah, because you are with us, you are near us, you are upon us, you are in us. Oh, my God, you have gone before us. You have been our reward. Your angels are camped about us. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us can prosper, for we are your servants and your children. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We abide under your shadow because we dwell in the secret place. Thank you, Jesus. In your courts we dwell. Hallelujah. Yes, God, because you've opened an effectual door in the heavens for us. Now, Lord, look on your daughter, Cassandra. She needs you now. Ah, God, we speak divine grace. Ah, God, divine love, divine soundness, strength to her right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That she may be solid in everything she does. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we rebuke the enemy from our doors. Yes, God. Yes, God. Every satanic stronghold is destroyed by your anointing. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, Lord. All the yokes, Father, raise your holy name. Hallelujah. And we ask for the wind of the Holy Spirit to blow fresh upon her. And we give you praise, honor, and glory for it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. God bless you, daughter. Thank you for calling. Boy, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. We bless you for calling in today and being a part of our live studio. Stay with us. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel a prophetic going to break out up in here. Praise the Lamb of God. There's something moving. Hallelujah. Amen.
Apostle, as you were praying for her, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, you just need to consider it done. And he told me, the Lord, Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you that if you're going to give it to him, allow him to finish the process. And it's just, and I want to tell you that the Lord has told me, hallelujah, to tell you that he understands that you have been going through for the last past 2 months here, but he said if you would just release it, hallelujah, he will begin to work things out in your favor. He will allow the angels to go before you and make easy and successful your way. But he said until you release it unto him and stop trying to work it out on your own self and by yourself, all right, Lord, thank you, Lord, and stop trying to help and please everybody, then he said he can work it out in your favor.
Cassandra?
Yes.
Are you listening to the man of God?
I'm writing it down.
She says she's writing it down. Hallelujah. I knew you was doing something. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. That is wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. That's how the Lord works. That's how the Lord works.
Yes.
That sounds like God to me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He cares about you, daughter. He loves you. See how much God loves you? Before we can stop, before we can pray, he's already released the word to the prophet for you. While I'm yet praying, the Lord has answered prayer already. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, see, that's when you're supposed to be rejoicing and giving God praise. Hallelujah. For his sure love for us. He shows himself when he does that, that he cares about you individually, as an individual. He cares about you. He cares about you as an individual. That was not a corporate word. He gave that word to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's why the old folk walked around singing, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. That's what made them sing those songs.
You can't
Hallelujah. You couldn't make them down.
In my heart.
They knew too much about it. And that is why I serve them every day. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what the old people used to say. Hallelujah. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. They knew the Lord on a personal level. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And he has revealed himself to you again today on a personal level that he loves you. Oh, how he loves us in Jesus' mighty name. You be blessed, daughter.
Hey, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Uh-oh, we got another one. Area code 708. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I will never get a chance to teach again, I promise you. Area code 708, your mic is hot.
God bless you, Prophet. How are you?
This is Prophet. This is Pastor Brad Frazier.
Yes, sir.
Now, Brad, you want me to tell you something? You're not going to believe this. And this is the honest truth, the whole truth. So help me God, as the little girl said in court. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. I thought about you today and said, I have not heard Brad's voice on the show in a while. And you done called in. How are you doing, man of God?
Prophet, I am doing good. I can't complain. I'm doing well.
If you're not doing good, you show faking it till you make it. The way you got all them pictures of you and your wife walking in fancy restaurants and banquets and ballrooms and y'all all dressed up and everything. You doing something right, I tell you that.
Those pictures was from, we just celebrated our 15th year wedding anniversary.
Oh, my goodness gracious, 15 years. Lord have mercy. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Well, we want to tell you a belated happy anniversary. Hallelujah to you, Pastor Brad, and to First Lady Frazier. We are so, so excited about your example, praise the Lamb of God, and encouragement to others, the way you all display love publicly, even on Facebook. Now, you know that sets you up to be attacked, so when the enemy rushes in like a flood, let the Lord raise up that standard against them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, what you call in for today? Tell me what you got up.
Well, I just called to encourage you, Prophet. Because you're always...
Called to encourage me?
I called to encourage you,
Prophet. Man, that made me feel so good. I love you, man.
Because you're always encouraging everyone else. You're praying for everyone else. You're speaking life into everyone else. And I think there are times when we have to, in turn, speak life back into the man of God and back into his church to encourage them. Prophet, I just want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged, Prophet. God says,
man of God, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brad. I really, seriously, I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to encourage me like this. I really do. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, man. It is a laborious labor of love. And we wear out and all of that, you know. And sometimes I'm in such a way, praise the Lamb of God, about the people of God until I can't even sleep. But I know, praise the Lamb of God, that we're in a great season right now. We're in our finest hour. And I recognize we are walked upon the threshold of our promises. And I expect a miracle every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God, and I'm expecting one today. I am encouraged through your words, praise the Lamb of God. I refuse to come down on the wall, off the wall, because I got a mind to work, praise the Lamb of God. No matter how Sanballat and Tobias call out, hallelujah, make fun of me, try to discourage me, go behind my body back with inboxes, lying on me, it's all right. Praise the Lamb of God. It's all right. Hallelujah. I know in whom I believe. Praise the Lamb of God. I know my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Man, you done stirred something in my belly here. I know my Redeemer liveth. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know that every mouth that is raised up against me, hallelujah, shall he silence in judgment. In Jesus' mighty name. For he has decreed my life. All that bless me is blessed.
Amen.
And all that curse me is cursed. That's what the Lord spoke to me personally. I didn't steal that from Abraham. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much today. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you so much. You're an awesome, awesome man of God. Hallelujah. Just to hear God whisper and say, encourage my prophet. Encourage the man of God. Hallelujah. Now, I in turn turn and say, Daryl Saunders, I encourage you today, brother. Praise the Lamb of God. To keep it on, man. And keep pushing forward. Praise the Lamb of God. We were riding down the street on the way to the church yesterday for our midweek, praise the Lamb, our Bible class and everything. And Angel and I looked over the car next to us. If that man didn't look like he could be one of your brothers, hair like yours, little beard, little goatee and everything. I said, is that the Prophet Daryl? She said, he sure looked like him. Hallelujah. And then I said, you know what? That's a signal for us to pray for him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, When God shows you something that ignites somebody in your heart, you ought to move on it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You ought to move on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you so much, man of God. I bless you again. I bless you again. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, anything you want to say to the man of God today? Since we got him here on the line and we don't get him that much, he's one of our intercessors, and he's an intercessor of intercessors. We do know that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell must don't hear me. I thought he was right here in queue with me. Oh, yeah, he was. Woo. Amen, amen. Praise God. All right. All right, then. We're going to move. Stay with us, though. Stay with us, man of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Brad, stay right with us. All right, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Look at my sons and daughters and all these that's in queue today. Praise the Lamb of God from all over the country and places. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am so excited about what God is doing in this season for all of us until it's just mind-boggling. Praise the Lord. Those who listen to my voice, you want to call in, be a part of our live studio, just we go into our class portion here. The number is area code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818, and you are live here with Prophet Michael Shakespeare, hallelujah, and my brother, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and my brother, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Darrell, Shatwan is here with us, Sylvia is here with us, praise the Lamb, and many others. I see they numbers all down the line here. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank God for each of you today. People of God, at the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to go into our class portion. Let me take these 10 minutes to say it. I thank all of you who have been ordering. Praise the Lamb of God. Fall on your knees. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of them, I know it has hit your mailbox already. You have already received your autographed copy. Praise the Lord. And things of that nature. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of you have ordered the bundle that's been sent out to you. And then there's others that's ordered them for other people that they feel already that needs to read that copy, Praise the Lamb of God, as well as the other copy on the Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer. Praise the Lord, the Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer, which had a work question and answer, Praise the Lamb of God, portion in the back of it so that you can help train your intercessors that's around you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God that works with you. And we do sell that in bulk for a discounted price for those who want more than five copies and above. We do give a special on that. Praise the Lamb of God, so that all of the intercessors in your group can have a copy of the book. So know that also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All you have to do is notify me some kind of way that you want to get that, praise the Lamb of God, in bulk fashion. Praise the Lord. I'm just enthralled, hallelujah, at what God is doing with us, praise the Lamb of God. Two other titles have hit me, praise the Lamb of God. One hit me in Bible class yesterday. Oh, my goodness, I know I'm going to have to write that book, praise the Lord. And then the one that I'm working on, hallelujah, is the manna. Praise the Lamb of God. I want the prophetic manna to come out. That's going to encourage prophetic people everywhere. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to be an awesome, awesome writing. I still have not, praise the Lamb of God, put the final touches on the peas in the pot. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Lord is dealing with me about that. I finally found out why it's been on hold for these couple of years. Praise the Lamb of God, because I'm not hearing right. Hallelujah, of how God really wants me to do that, and I'm going to restructure it and reformat it, praise the Lamb of God, for publication. Oh, then we have about 6 to 8 books to be out by then, praise the Lamb of God, and we're just excited about it, praise the Lord. All of you are always welcome to the Truth Church, praise the Lamb of God, right there, the best church on this side of heaven. Oh, my goodness, where the worship is in the mountains, praise the Lamb of God, a mountaintop experience, praise the Lamb of God. On Sundays at 3 o'clock, hallelujah, right there at Ford Road and Silvery Lane in Dearborn, Michigan. You can come and be a part of that. Just 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road. Hallelujah. On Ford Road. 5 blocks west of Telegraph. On Ford Road. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come be a part of that. Then on Tuesday nights, of course, at 7 o'clock, praise the Lamb of God. You are welcome to join us. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, we're doing some witnessing training and things of that nature. Hallelujah. In our classes, giving some kingdom principles on how to become, praise the Lamb of God, excellent in our witness, both in-house and out-house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it. Praise the Lamb of God for the kingdom. We're doing it for the King. Hallelujah. And the King of Kings, who's none alone but Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Any of you, praise the Lamb, that's interested in doing it, you want to email me, you can go to psmintl.org. And there, praise the Lamb of God, you will see information of contact. Praise the Lamb of God, and be able to shoot emails to me, things of that nature. Pray as well as place your orders and look at the materials that's on hand. Praise the Lord. Oh, the holy oil from the mantle is here. Praise the Lamb of God. The water, praise the Lamb of God, is here. Right here, I'm sitting right next to it, right here in the garden. I'm telling you, it's right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I pray that each of you are being blessed by your orders, praise the Lamb of God, and what I have sent out to you to make sure that it hits your hands, praise the Lamb, so that you can be blessed, blessed, blessed. Sylvia, did you get your baggage?
Yes, Prophet, I received mine.
Oh, she received hers too, praise the Lamb of God. We thank God. We thank God for it. I know it, praise the Lamb of God. Granddaughter, you received yours also, right? These people are really on a deep pause here. Praise the Lord. I cannot hear from these people. Prophet Darrell, where are you? Where have they gone to? I don't understand. They're still here in queue. My goodness. Okay. Let us continue. We're going into our Bible study. Praise the Lamb of God. We're
going to
play a
song.
Okay. He's there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Oh, yeah. We're going to play a song, and then we're going right in, praise the Lamb of God, to our Bible study.
Over mistakes I made, looking back on things I cannot change. I survey my world in counsel calls, lessons learned in love once lost. My joy seems overshadowed by my pain. Still I can see my hopes and dreams, they lead me to my destiny. Faith unlocks the door.
somebody if you really believe. Come on, stand to your feet. And begin to tell God what you're believing him for. I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm delivered. Whatever God told me, Elder, that's who I am. Come on, tell him.
Right, I believe, and I am a believer. Praise the Lord, and I hope you are too. Hallelujah, that all things are possible. And the Lord said, if you only believe. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Boy, the Lord, as soon as I said that, the Lord started speaking. Hallelujah. Hold on, people of God. Let's see what God is doing here. Yes, Father. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Yes, Father. People of God, I mean, I know I speak to you all sometimes and you say, what is Prophet talking about? The Lord just told me, he said, tell the people, praise the Lamb of God, that I did something for them today that they will see manifest shortly. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget the prophecy the other day that in a few days, praise the Lamb of God, God said that we're going to see something that he has done that if it was told us, we wouldn't believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, he spoke that right here on the show. Hallelujah. I still have an expectation, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I know when God said a few days, it can be really a few days, people of God. Hallelujah. So don't get too nervous. But God said shortly, praise the Lamb of God, he's done something for us today. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, God, that we're going to see the manifestation of, praise the Lamb of God, shortly. And I praise God for it. Yes, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your servants are here. Hallelujah. And our ears are open and attentive to you. Hallelujah. Our ears are open and we are attentive to you. Praise the Lamb of God. This day, this very hour, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Here we are in the book of Isaiah, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Did I cut Brad off? Pastor Brad is such a Bible study. Pastor Brad, you're still with me, right? He's such a Bible study. Praise the Lamb of God. He loves the Word of God. I know that about him. Praise God. And he will go and search and read and on you in a minute. Praise the Lord. I want to really look at the second chapter, praise the Lord, for a few minutes here in Isaiah. We're not going to go through the whole book of Isaiah chapter by chapter. That would be 66 weeks. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to do some jumping, but I want to set the foundation as I was trying to do the last few days here when we jumped into this powerful book by this anointed, appointed prophet of God, this statesman, praise the Lamb of God, in the person of Isaiah, praise the Lord, who was married, who had a wife, praise the Lamb of God, whom they call prophetess, praise the Lamb of God, and had children. Hallelujah. I know he had daughters. They called the daughters of the prophet, praise the Lamb of God. He also, praise the Lamb of God, was a well-to-do, if you would, if not wealthy man, seeing that he's a part of the royal court under the, praise the Lamb of God, the jurisdiction of his uncle, King Uzziah. Of course, he's educated. His writings are so very, very vivid, filled with every type of grammatical style that you want to embark upon, praise the Lamb of God, when you look at his use of grammar, his syntax, praise the Lamb of God, and what have you. His similes, his metaphors, his allegories are all there, types out here, types of Christ, and all of that falls into this very, very powerful book. How he compounded to be, praise the Lamb of God, the same length of the Christian canon, which is our 66 books, that we believe to be stamped with the authenticity of divine nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Divine breath has been blown upon these pages to make it the Word of God. Hallelujah. How he was able to do that in 66 chapters, praise the Lamb of God, and have the same division, praise the Lamb of God, of the Bible itself, without the Bible being printed, without the Bible being, praise the Lamb of God, available to him, hallelujah, is a mystery. Hallelujah. But there is a clause called sensus plenia in the school of, praise the Lamb of God, of scholarship in the branch of hermeneutics, in the branch called hermeneutics, that's called sensus plenia, which means, praise the Lamb of God, that the writer wrote about things, praise the Lamb of God, that he didn't fully understand, but the Holy Ghost, praise the Lamb of God, understood what he was revealing to him and inspiring him to write, but he didn't fully understand, praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand that when we talk about divine inspiration, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the song writer receives his inspiration through music, through experiences, praise the Lamb of God, that happened in his life. And then sometimes the Holy Spirit downloads. I watch Angel a lot, my daughter, as the Spirit downloads songs to her, praise the Lamb of God, that break forth in the Spirit, that sometimes we wish we could just turn the church into a studio and go to recording, praise the Lamb of God, on a professional level, that's coming out of her mouth. And after she sings it, she cannot recapture it. She cannot recapture the melody, and it's very difficult for her to remember the words to it. So we have to record it. So when we talk about divine inspiration of writing, praise the Lamb of God, it can come in a similar form, praise the Lamb of God, that as you're writing, you really cannot, praise the Lamb of God, know what you're writing. I have written, praise the Lamb of God, and when I finish writing, I'll come back and read it and ask myself, did I write that? Because of the presence of the Spirit of revelation and inspiration, praise the Lamb of God, and the word of knowledge and all these gifts that worketh in us, praise the Lamb of God, through the aid of the Holy Spirit as he gives us inspiration. So this man, praise the Lamb of God, you see a greater, if you would, fear of his mantle, praise the Lamb of God, in his abilities, just in his writings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, just in his writings. And he writes, praise the Lamb of God, in and in between, praise the Lamb of God, both exiles, the Assyrian, as well as, praise the Lamb of God, the Babylonian. Hallelujah. So he has his foot on both of these, praise the Lamb of God, exiles, that gives us pre-present and post opportunities to look at how God set his people in bondage, why he put them in there, how he treated them while they were there, how he delivered them, praise the Lamb of God, and then the cause of them going back into it and coming out again. All of this is in the scope of his prophecies, praise the Lamb of God, plus the totality of his prophecy concerning the coming of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the Messiah, and eschatology is here, praise the Lamb of God, because he talks concerning the end times, praise the Lamb of God, all the way until the return of Messiah. The second time is here in the book of Isaiah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, just to catch us up a little bit, praise the Lamb of God, and give you an eye-opener on that we already have talked about, praise the Lamb of God. He's opened his prophetic message concerning Judah, praise the Lamb of God, Judah, whose name is praise, hallelujah. Isaiah's name means salvation, praise the Lamb of God, or deliverance. That's what his name means, salvation, deliverance, restoration, restorer, praise the Lamb of God. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos. He opens this to Judah, praise the Lamb of God, and immediately, praise the Lamb of God, insults them concerning their knowledge of God. You know of God, but you don't know God. That's the indictment. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The ox knows his master. Yeah, but you don't know your God. Praise the Lamb of God. And so, therefore, this indictment comes, and it comes with an entreaty to come and reason together, so their sins be as scarlet, and this, that, and another, that God is willing to sit down at a conference table, praise the Lamb of God, so to speak, and work out some things with his people so that they could return unto him, praise the Lamb of God, and so that judgment, that imminent judgment, praise the Lamb of God, could pass them over. This is what we see, praise the Lamb of God, basically in the first chapter. When we go into the second chapter, there is something of vital importance to us, praise the Lamb of God, that we need to look at, and that is the vision of the coming kingdom, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Verse 2, chapter 2, verse 1. The word of the Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Watch this now. And it shall come to pass. That's prophecy, isn't it? And it shall come to pass. When it's going to come? In the last days. See? Praise the Lamb of God. Look what he says. That the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Now, anybody who know anything about a biblical interpretation recognizes that a mountain in Scripture is symbolism and means of it talks about kingdoms. It represents kingdoms, authorities, and rule, praise the Lamb of God. Now watch what it says again. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. I don't hear nobody shouting yet, so you ain't got it yet. And it shall come to pass in the last days. Wait a minute. Now that phrase alone, let's grab it from Joel. In the last days, I pour out my spirit on all flesh. Okay, we know that one, right? All right. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall have vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. We know that, right? Now look what he says. But in the last days, so these are the same days that the Spirit of the Lord is being poured out. Praise the Lamb of God. I think, the Lord just spoke like 2 days ago, or Friday, right here on this show. The Lord spoke and said, praise the Lamb of God, that he's about to pour out a heavy portion, praise the Lamb of God, of his spirit on us. Hallelujah. And that when he poured this out, praise the Lamb of God, of his spirit, it shall be as the latter and the former rain coming together. Praise the Lamb of God. And we talked about that perfect storm. I just want you all to see how God is bringing all of this together. Watch this now. Again, and it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass, praise the Lamb. this a lot of time, and it shall and come into pass in the last days, hallelujah, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. That means above all authorities. I wish somebody here, praise the Lamb of God, above all rulers, hallelujah, above all kingdoms. That's what this symbolism is about this mountain. In the top of the mountains, praise the Lamb of God, it shall be established and shall be exalted above the hills. Praise the Lamb of God, all of the kingdoms. Hallelujah. It only talks as this as being in the top of the mountain, as though there's no other mountains but it. I hope I'm making sense to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it, and many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house, look at this now, of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, the holy city. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, this is indicative, praise the Lamb of God. It has a lot to do with Israel, but it has a lot to do with us also as spiritual Israel. Praise the Lamb. Because God is working with Christianity, if you would, for the lack of a better term, and Israel or Judaism, which is the religious code, praise the Lamb of God, at the same time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because when the consummation, brethren, of all things come to pass, both shall be together. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Both of us shall be together. Praise the Lamb of God. Israel and saints, Christians, shall be together. All with the same God. All having the same father, Abraham. Praise the Lamb. All having the same Messiah, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. He came to the Jews first. Don't ever forget that. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't ever forget that. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Well, there's many that's receiving them even now. Praise the Lamb of God. That's of the Jewish faith. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So don't count them out. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Watch this now. He brings us into an authoritative place. He brings us into a place of power. And this elevation and this exaltation that God is placing his people in, praise the Lamb of God, I believe in my sanctified soul, hallelujah, that we're climbing the mountain right now. I believe it in my heart and soul, Pastor Brad. I believe it in my heart and soul, saints, that we are climbing the mountain, praise the Lamb of God, as sure as God lives. Yeah. That the transference of not just wealth, because when you transfer wealth, you got to transfer power. You got to transfer authority. You got to transfer rulership. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord keeps saying, it's our time. It's our finest hour. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the season of the saints. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must come and look at this. Now, jump down to verse 6 here. You will see that God demands something here. Praise the Lamb of God. That the necessity of humility, praise the Lamb of God, the necessity of humility in the day of the Lord. Therefore, thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with customs from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of foreigners. Their land also is full of silver and gold. Neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses. Neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. and the mean men bowed down, and the great men humbled himself. Therefore, forgive them not. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, this comes, praise the Lamb of God, as a indictment against the people of God, of course, the dibbling and dabbling and stuff that you shouldn't be in. You see all this soothsaying and idol worshiping and all of this reliance upon silver and gold and all of that kind of stuff, because that's what happens to people. Praise the Lord. That's what happens to people when they get secure in themselves. When the security God has blessed them with, praise the Lamb of God, God gives to them and enrich them and restore them and give to them. Do you know what happened to us? We start thinking it's really ours. And we start thinking it's really our security and our own ingenuity, praise the Lamb of God, and our own wit that's really doing these things for us. That's why we have such a breakdown when if they start being taken from us, because we have wrapped ourselves up in it to make ourselves believe that we're something that we're not. God has given it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And then we start relaxing and get at ease in Zion, praise the Lamb of God, and things start slipping away from us, unknowing to us that the greatest thing we lose normally is our spirituality, because what we do, praise the Lamb of God, is we give God lip service. We give God, hallelujah, what we feel he requires of us that does not require a contrite and a broken spirit. Hallelujah. A humbled heart. Yes. And a willing heart to do all that God has asked us to do. We do it on the surface level. We attend the church, but we attend the club too. Come on, talk to me here. We pay our tithes, yeah, but we gamble like heck too. Come on, talk to me. Praise them, because we don't really have confidence in the tithe system, but we do have confidence in ourselves guessing numbers. Okay, praise them, and going to the racetracks. And putting in, yeah, okay, I ain't got to go no further than that. Yeah, praise the Lord. We have all of these surface things that we do, but underneath it all, praise the Lamb of God, is a whole lot of game playing, and God sees it. Praise the Lamb of God. And God demands total humility from his people. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this, verse 10. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust for the fear of the Lord, for the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord shall be exalted in that day. I want you to listen to this. He coming to something here. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone who is proud and lofty, and upon everyone who is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. Now, boy, this sounds just like what the Lord has been speaking to us, people of God. Maybe you don't remember none of the prophecies that the Lord has been putting on the page and stuff, and he's been talking about their arrogance and their pride. Hallelujah. You need to go back and read it. Their arrogance, their pride, and how they even will curse the God of heaven. Praise the Lamb of God, no matter what God does. This is what he's talking about right here. Praise the Lamb of God, because they will not humble themselves. They will not come in humble submission to God. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everyone who is proud. Verse 13, upon all the cedars of Lebanon, they are high and lifted up, upon all the oaks of Bashan, upon all the high mountains, upon all the hills that are lifted up. Remember, we are talking symbolisms here. And upon every high tower, and upon every fortified wall, upon all the ships of Tarshish, upon all the pleasant pitchers, and the loftiness of men shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. God said, ain't sharing my glory. with nobody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm not sharing my praises with no one who want to be self-praised and want to sit up in my house like they me. Hallelujah. I ain't dealing with nobody, praise the Lamb of God, who walking around thinking that the power and authority I gave them, I can't take it. Hello, light bulbs. Okay, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's read on this little bit, and we'll be through with this chapter. Hallelujah. And the verse 17, and the loftiness of men, I have to read this one again, shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols he shall utterly abolish. Praise the Lamb of God. And they shall go into the caves of the rocks, into the holes of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. In that day, a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made, each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rock, into the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? That's a question mark that ends that chapter. You don't find that probably nowhere in the Bible where a question mark ends a chapter. But I want to tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. What the Lord is speaking of here, praise the Lamb of God, is that what he's about to do in the earth realm, praise the Lamb, even here in this nation, is going to bring them to their knees. What he's about to do, praise him, he has warned us. Before we went into this book, the Lord has already warned us and told us, people of God, hallelujah. And he called you precious when he told you. He called you special when he told you. Praise the Lamb of God. Right there on the PSMI page, if you go back and read the last couple of prophecies, you will see, praise the Lamb of God, that God has already spoke concerning these things that's going to happen, hallelujah, so that his glory can return to the earth, so that his majesty can return, so that he can be worshipped and praised and adored. Do you see what he said he's going to do with their gold? You see what they're going to do with all of their riches? He said they're going to throw them to the bats and the moles to try to get out of the way of God. Hallelujah, of his glory and his splendor. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, it's a terrible thing. Hallelujah. To be in the hands of an angry God. It's a terrible thing. And when the Lord speaks here, he spoke to us again about shaking the earth. Go back and read the prophecies. He spoke to us about shaking the earth. Praise the Lamb of God. That he's going to shake the earth. Just maybe last Thursday, praise the Lamb of God. I can't even remember when I posted it. Hallelujah. But God just spoke corporately to us about what he was going to do in the earth. Praise the Lamb of God. And it ought to be some amen somewhere. Praise the Lamb. It all just ought to be some amen somewhere. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. We must get ready, people of God. We must prepare ourselves. That we must come and bring ourselves before the Lord and surrender all to him now. Now, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God. We must align our lives, praise the Lamb of God, with his word, with his will, and with his way, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that he's elected and chosen us. The flip side of this coin, praise the Lamb of God, God is going to do some mighty positive things to those of us who are available for him to use in this season. Hallelujah. I've made myself one of them. Praise the Lamb of God. I've told the Lord over and over again, my soul is no good to you in the dust. If you put my body in the grave, the dust is not going to praise you. Hallelujah. The grave was not going to prophesy and preach for you. But here am I. Hallelujah. I'll go. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll declare it. I'll decree it. I'll prophesy. I will share. And I will do anything you command me to do in this season. Hallelujah. I have no covenant alliance, praise the Lamb of God, with no one but God. Hallelujah. With nobody but God. I'm in covenant with God in this season, praise the Lamb of God, to do the Lord's will. Hallelujah. Oh, no, I will not be put in a bondage. I will not be held hostage. I will not be in a position that suffocates my anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I have liberty. Praise the Lamb of God in God. And I thank God for it. Praise the Lamb of God. And you ought to thank God for your liberty also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I promise you, people of God, we're going to see God working, and God says it's going to be even greater than it was in the days of Moses. Praise the Lamb of God and the works he had done in the past, that the earth has not seen what he's about to do. Praise the Lamb of God, that it has never happened. People of God, you better get ready for it. Praise the Lamb of God. We're looking at the school stabbings, we're looking at this. Praise the Lamb of God. If there's an earthquake and 100,000 people are swallowed up in one day, do you know America will literally shut down? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do you know if buildings go to falling all over and flooding and this, that, another, if a tsunami or something hit California coast or the East Coast or something of that nature, do you know America would be sick for endless days? Because we have settled on our leaves. Listen to what the prophet is saying. We have never had trouble like this on the home front. We don't know how to handle it. We have never seen it before. We have never seen gross darkness cover our land. We have never seen war on our soil. Hello, light bulbs.
Hello.
It's time to pray. It's time to give our hearts to God. Hallelujah. For as sure as we live, praise the Lamb of God, we're in the last days. And these are some days, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to be full of darkness for many, but it's going to be light for others. The light for others is going to be those of us who know that it's God's doing, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord is doing what he said he would do. One of the moments in the Martin Scorsese's movie concerning the Ten Commandments that always stood out to me was when the death angel came that night through Egypt, that Moses and his family sat there around the table singing songs, eating bitter herbs, and remembering implementing the Passover supper. And they sat there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and there was wailing in the streets, and they heard the cries, and his children, his son, got nervous and everything, and Moses looked at his son and said, "Be at peace, son. The Lord is walking through the city, and he will pass us over. There's nothing for you to concern yourself with." There's going to come a time, people of God, that you're going to have to separate from the wicked. And I hope, praise the Lamb of God, that you've made up your mind to do it. There's a lot of us that straddle the fence. Hello, Light Buffs. We play both sides. I'm telling you that this is the season. Those that's on the Lord's side, you better come over here. Hallelujah. Those that's on the Lord's side, hallelujah, you better make a decision. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't be caught in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, and the Lord's judgment shows up. Hallelujah. People of God, it's time to sanctify yourselves. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's time to sanctify yourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. To put yourself into position. But God is able to not only use you, but speak to you, lead and guide you in the way that you should go. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Woo! And anybody who don't want to live the life that God has pronounced, you ought to let them go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't care who it is in my covering.
Amen.
I don't care. They don't want to walk with God, bye. I don't care.
Amen.
I ain't going down
Amen.
With you. You don't want to walk with God, bye. Hallelujah. But as for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We going to serve the Lord, as for me and my house, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time out for playing games with people who don't want to do what the Lord say do, but yet they want to hold on, praise the Lamb of God, to your hand to collect on your blessings.
Okay.
No. No. I'm not sowing into no barren fields. I'm not sowing into no. People, praise the Lamb of God, who are not doing what the Lord has commanded you to do. You didn't found all your reasons not to pay your tithes and this, that, or another, and the curse is upon you, and now you want to bring it on me. It's not happening. It's not happening.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must discern what is right in this season. People of God, you must use your discernment in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people are in the shape they're in because they have disobeyed the word of God and they know it. They know it. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. They have disobeyed the word of God. The Lord told them what to do. The man of God told them, the woman of God told them, and they have ignored it, and now the curse rests upon them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. But if you walk in the ways of God, if your ways please God, oh, my mother, I just saw her face when I said that. She used to tell me that all the time. Son, let your ways please God. Hallelujah. Let your ways please God, and he'll be pleasing to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for my mother. Rest in your bosom today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, what wisdom, what words, praise the Lamb of God, that we did not adhere to, but it's time. Hallelujah. To redig the wells, people of God. Hallelujah. It's time to sing the song, Spring Up, Ye Wells. Hallelujah. Spring up, ye wells. It's time for refreshing. Hallelujah. I hope that lesson has blessed you. Now, I'm opening the lines for questions and answers. I do a lot of teaching and talking. I don't give you guys time to talk. This is a talk show. The line is open right now. You can push 1 on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Ask any questions you want to ask. Praise the Lamb of God concerning your life. What you need to do, praise the Lord. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All you have to do is push 1 on your dial, and you will come into queue. Praise the Lamb of God. If you have any questions, any comments, praise the Lamb of God. You can do it now in the name of Jesus. Pastor Brad, anything you want to say, you can say now. Praise the Lamb of God. We are here for you. We are here for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, y'all just do me so. No questions, no nothing. All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. My. Even Shatwan is quiet. I'm telling you, I'm a good teacher. I must be a good teacher. My goodness gracious. Some kind of way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's going to be some changes that's going to come, praise the Lamb of God, on some of the platforms that you have been looking at, praise the Lamb of God, and you've been watching and you've been following. God is changing the guards, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Y'all better listen to the prophet today. Hallelujah. God is going to be switching the guards. Some that's been in the back, praise the Lamb of God, is coming to the front swiftly now. So get ready for the shift, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is looking at the heart of people in this season and not just, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, your ability to perform as it comes to you being able to draw a crowd. Because now it's going to be the anointing. The anointing is going to replace talent. Are y'all listening to me? The presence of God on your life is going to replace talent. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of entertainment that's going forth in the church that has no Holy Ghost in it. It's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a performance. It's a performance. I hope y'all listening to me. It's a performance. If it wasn't a performance, if I heard you over here on Monday, and then Friday, I go to another city and say, "Oh, I just heard them over in Chicago. I'm going to hear them tonight again." And you make the exact moves at the same time, doing the same thing. You rehearse that. Same words, same cliches. That's a performance. Hello, Light Buffs. That's a performance. Am I right, Pastor Brad?
You're right.
That's a performance. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Performance time is over. Entertainment time is over. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time for us, praise the Lamb of God, to embark upon the presence and the glory. You hear the Lord in that chapter? And my glory. And my glory. He speaks of his glory two or three times in that chapter, praise the Lamb of God, to let you know that that is what's going to chase men into the holes, even in the rocks. His glory, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just watch what it tells you. Error code 586, your mic is hot.
Hi, Apostle. This is Althea. Hi, everyone. I'm just saying the teaching is awesome. Sorry I couldn't join you earlier, but I was listening.
Well, bless you. Bless you. Thank you for that comment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is an awesome God. And we thank and praise God for him today. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know, this is so important for us to be in the right, praise the Lamb of God, frame of mind and heart in this season. It's just so important right now, people of God, that we don't step off the track and come into a place, praise the Lamb of God, of being and doing stuff to be seen, to be heard, for self-gratification and all of that, and playing this church game. We need to come up, praise the Lamb of God, to a higher level, and we need to really see what the Lord is speaking in this season concerning his own body, praise the Lamb of God. I mean, it's so much that's going on that's there that's not, and I'm not talking about systemic evil. I'm just talking about what we're supposed to be about that we're not about. Jr. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As it relates to the society and the world that we live in. And we got to change some things up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have made the church comfortable for ourselves and not comfortable for sinners. Let me put it that way. Praise the Lamb of God. We have conditioned the church for us and not to accommodate the sinners that's going to come through the door because we're not looking for them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Wow.
Yeah. We're not looking for them. We don't have disciple centers. It's not a discipling center that we're creating. We're creating a place for social behavior. Yeah, a social club, a social place for us to come and enjoy each other, this, that, and another in the community of the saints. But when it comes to drawing people to Christ and causing a reproduction a system to be put in motion that's going to change their lives, get them delivered, prepare them to witness to others, we're not doing it. Because we're so busy maintaining things to keep us comfortable. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of frustration in ministry is because of that right now. A lot of frustration in ministry is because of that. I'm telling you, it's because of that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some churches think they're growing and they're not growing. You're just getting fat.
That's true.
It's a different in growth and being fat. Fat has to be cut out. Fat has to be lost. And you can become fat in your membership. But then if Christ came in, Pastor Brad, and looked for how many disciples you had in there, it probably would shrink down to about 5% of your congregation or less. Members versus disciples. Hello, Lightbulb. Y'all got quiet on that one. Praise the Lamb of God.
It's true, though.
I know that's
true.
That hit somebody dead in the eyes right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the members versus disciples. Hallelujah. And we are so gung-ho about how many members we have and the quality of members. I go around these churches and all they're doing is introducing. You know how they introduce their members to me? They introduce their members by what they do on their secular job, not what they do. Oh, he's the commissioner of the water company. And that one over there, she is the principal of school. And that one, right, you see that? He don't look like much, do it. Yeah, man, that's the chief of police. That's how they talk about their members, because they're members, not disciples.
Yeah.
Hello, Lightbulb. Praise the Lamb of God. But we're going to see the breaking of day. And that's why there's such a falling away of the faith, praise the Lamb of God, right now, is because those kind of people do not create prayer storms. They don't create prayer revolutions. They don't create prophetic movement. They don't create the glory of the Lord to usher in so that people can be saved and delivered. Those type of people become sepulchres with dead men bones, living graves, the living dead sitting right up in the church house. Somebody mentioned, I think it was yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, I think it was Pastor Pierce, when he was on here about, somebody mentioned about the dry bones in the valley and said it was amazing to them when they found out it was the church. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the illustration in the Bible in Ezekiel 37. He's talking about the whole house of Israel. He's talking about the church. Praise the Lamb. That's the dry bones in the valley. Hello, somebody.
Wow.
We weren't talking about the world. He was talking about his people. Hallelujah. And then he said, but I'll put my spirit in them again so that they can live.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need the rain, people of God. We need God to blow in the churches. We need God to bring these pseudo-saints to their knees in true repentance and true dedication of life. Hallelujah. The average person that comes through the church doors is coming there to get hyped up for the next week. They're coming there for that social outlet. Hello, light bulbs.
You're right.
They're coming there to be poured into. They ain't coming in there to worship. They didn't leave home to worship. That's why half your congregation walks in late, because they didn't come to worship. They just want to hear what the reverend got to say.
Jesus.
They just want to walk in and get prophecy. They want to walk in and be ministered to and walk right back out the door. They don't want to worship. They don't want to intercede. They don't want to pray. No, all of that is wasted time. They come in as late as possible and be the first one to leave. Exactly. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a sad indictment, but it's something that needs to be talked about, because we as God's elect, chosen, even in this season, who he's calling for, we must make a difference. We must become effectuous. We must germinate and cast this, whatever it is, infection that we have about God on other people, and help them to become whom God would have us have them to be. Or, praise the Lamb of God, the whole church is going down the tube, because we refuse, praise the Lamb of God, to change. And when we refuse to change, praise the Lamb of God, a great change comes. And that change is, it just dies. It just dies because we refuse to change.
Anything that don't change don't grow.
It's just going to shrink and keep shrinking and shrinking until it dies, because we refuse to change. It's time now to really forget all of this maintenance in people every Sunday and trying to, how many times somebody got to tell you that the Lord is with you? How many times? You want me to tell you why you have to do that to people, Pastor Brad, Sunday after Sunday, week after week? Because they go out and feel like they done lost their salvation every week. Every week they do something to make them feel like they ain't got Jesus no more. They coming back, praise the Lamb of God, to renew their relationship week after week, Sunday after Sunday. When once you put your hand in God's hand and you know it's God, it should stay there. What you taking it out for? What right. other hand is it to shake? Just like this scripture talked about them bowing down to their own creations and things, worshiping their own idols. Who else you worshiping? Where did you find another God at? Who told you about another God? How did you slip into that? Hallelujah. But this is what happens to us. And the real God that sits on our heart is ourselves. Because we seek to please us and nobody else. But when your heart belongs to God and he's enthroned, everything about you changes to please him. Hallelujah. To please him. To please him. That's what caused conversion. Because you want to please God now. So you change. You yield your spirit up for change. And the word of God changes you. The spirit of God changes you. Your experiences changes you. You're on a constant and consistent journey of change. You're evolving into the Son of God, becoming more and more like Christ every day. Hallelujah. Because you start seeing God clear. You start seeing his will. You start understanding his word. And then when you tap into his heart and tears start running down your eyes, because what's on the heart of God and not what's on your heart, you have really tapped in then. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Woo! When you have tapped in to God to the extent, people of God, that you weep because God is weeping, because God's heart is heavy concerning his people. Oh, my, my. Boy, oh, boy, I might have said too much today. Praise the Lamb of God. But one thing about me, Pastor Brad, I stay in trouble. So it's all right. A little more on my plate won't. I'll eat the beans. It's all right. Pastor Brad, I'll eat the beans. It's all right. I stay in trouble all the time, praise the Lamb of God, because of my testimony and because I believe, praise the Lamb of God, every word that I speak, hallelujah, is life. And I know that somebody's hearing my voice today that's being challenged to change. I know somebody's hearing my voice that's saying, God, I don't want to perish with the rest. I want to live for you. I know somebody's hearing my voice that said, Lord, I want you in my life. I repent of my sins. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my Savior. Here's my heart. Here's my throne. Take me. Hallelujah. Take me and own me as your disciple. I'll follow you daily. Hallelujah. I'll live for you. I'll live for your glory. In the name that's above every name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, people of God. Awesome day. Awesome time that we've had. However, our 2 hours is up. Tomorrow is prophetic word day. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to be geared up for it. And we hope and pray that you be here tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. As we go and soak in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And our prophetic presbyter will be here with us on tomorrow, and we will be prophesying. Praise the Lamb of God, the Lord willing. I love you all. Thank you, Pastor Brad, for being with us, Pastor Daryl, Prophet Daryl. Hallelujah. All of our intercessors here, Ophelia, daughter, Sylvia, and all the rest. Praise the Lamb of God. Lily and everybody that was here. Praise the Lamb of God. Mad Denise, Janelle. Praise the Lamb, down in the bayou. I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. I see all of you. California, I see you. I see you. I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. UK, hallelujah. South Africa, I see you. Praise the Philippines. I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. Remember, people of God, the rain is about to pour. The reign of his glory. God promised a heavy anointing. Look for it. Expect it. I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
There's a new day dawning.